Good evening, everyone. This is First Just Kingdom Family Church,
where the Word of God will transform my life. Transform my life. We will never be the same in Jesus' name. After 31 years, we've been using where the Word of God will change my life.
But now it's transform my life.
Yeah. Transform is better than change.
Change, you can change a bag. Transform
is no, we are totally in with God.
Amen,
transforming our lives.
Well, we trust that you're blessed tonight, that you're teachable, and that you're ready to receive. This is our last Wednesday of the month, healing service, August the 27th, the last Wednesday of the month, our healing service.
Thank you, Father.
And God is so good. God is so good. He is more ready to bless us than we are ready to receive the blessings.
Yeah,
amen.
Yes.
I looked up the word heal in the dictionary, and it says to return to a healthy condition.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Return to a healthy condition.
And we all want that, right?
Don't we all want that?
That a healthy condition in our bodies.
It's something to be healed.
Yeah.
But it's another thing to walk in divine health.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Oh, we're not trying to get healed. We're staying healed. Amen.
We're the healed.
We are the healed.
The defeat of Satan coming against our bodies.
Amen.
It's a done deal. It's already done. Jesus said, it is finished. Our healing is finished. But we have to contend with it, with the enemy, right?
Who is the healer?
Jesus.
Jesus is the one that heals. Healing is in Jesus. Jesus is the healer.
Yes, Lord.
The healer.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
John 16:24. It's in red. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask in my name. These are the words. We're talking about words.
Mm-hmm.
That your joy may be complete.
Complete.
That your health will be restored to your original condition.
Yes.
Words. In the Old Testament, we had the written word. It says that God wrote the Ten Commandments to Moses on the fingertips of God. So in the Old, we had the written word.
Yeah.
In the New, we have the living word. I am the Word of God. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes,
amen.
Lord God,
Psalm 107, verse 20. God sent His word. God sent His word
and
delivered them from all destruction and healed them. Amen. They did some experiments in some universities. And it's been proven that there's healing power in positive words. There's healing power in positive words. Let me tell you a true story. I had one of the hospitals when I worked in California, when I worked for the phone company, one of the hospitals, Orange County Hospital, was my main account. So I would put new phones in different rooms in the hospital. And one time I had a repair call in the emergency, in ICU, the emergency center, critical condition center. So I went in there to fix the phone, and I had to dress up, put a mask and a hat over my hair and stuff, because it was supposed to be, germ-free in there. And it's a critical condition, so most people are just getting ready to die. It's a sad place. But as I'm fixing the phone, the nurses and the doctors were all laughing and joking. And I said, what's wrong with these people? So a nurse walked out into the hallway, and I followed her, and I said, listen, these people are dying, and you guys are making jokes?
That's good.
She goes, listen, they don't want to hear anybody crying or moaning. They want to hear laughter.
Yeah.
They want to hear something good to come out. That encourages them to get better and come out of that coma or whatever. I go, I never thought about that. So it's been proven there's healing power in positive words and positive sounds.
And when I was in the hospital just about a month ago, remember, all the nurses, the doctors, they all were real friendly, and they were laughing, and good morning, how you doing? I mean, they just came in happy all the time, and I look at them, and it's true. You know what? They don't want to come in,
gloom.
No, because you won't get out of there,
gloom
and see
doom.
Them happy. It's like, hey, I have something to live for.
Yeah. So experiments have proven there's healing power in positive words. How much more in Jesus' words?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Lately, you know, Pastor Rose, Brother Andrew, and myself, we've been talking about confessions. You know, hold fast to the confession of your faith, you know. With the mouth we confess what we believe in our hearts. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Luke 6, chapter 6, verse 45 says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
What heart? Our spirit man.
Our spirit man.
Amen. Our inward man.
Our inward man. And really, what's in you is going to come out of you.
Oh, yeah, it will.
Another little story. I was at the hospital, and they've got different floors, so we take the elevators. And I pushed the button for the elevator, and there was maybe room for two people in there. So I went ahead and got in. Before the door closed, this couple were running, and there was only room for really one more. But the woman got in, and then she grabbed the guy's hand and pulled him in, and the doors closed and hit his butt. It hit, there was no room. And he let out a profanity. What's in you is going to come out of you.
Yeah.
And the woman was so embarrassed. She pushed him out. She pushed him out and closed the door and turned around and she goes, I apologize for my husband. But what's in you is going to come out of you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not going to come out of you until there's pressure.
Until there's pressure. That's good. That's
you know, who has not been hurt by words? Who has not?
All of us.
Oh, you know, just a couple of days ago, somebody said something negative to me years ago. And wouldn't you know that it just keeps coming back. So a couple of days ago, I said, Lord, how do I erase that? And he goes, you have to replace it with the good words. Amen. So who has not been heard by words? Tonight, this is our healing service. The last Wednesday of the month, healing service. Jesus, working on the inside. Oh, what a change he has made on the outside.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
So Psalm 147, verse 3, Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. And then in the New Testament, remember when Jesus was in the temple? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to heal the brokenhearted.
Yes.
Tonight, before we receive physical healing, some of us need emotional, mental healing that affects our physical body. A lot of times people want to be healed, but they've got a mess inside their minds.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 12:2, Pastor Rose said at the beginning of our service tonight, we used to say where the word of God will change 30-something years.
Mm-hmm.
Now Romans 12:2 tells us, don't be conformed to the world. Be what?
Transformed. By the renewing of your mind. Because that's where the battleground is in the mind and the thoughts, what you think, what someone said to you, how they hurt you, you got offended, you got angry. All it is in the mind. The mind repeats what was saying to you. And like you said, we don't replace it with the word of God.
Yeah,
It'll keep going and you'll really believe it.
Emotional and mental healing affects our physical part.
Yes, it
does. So tonight, a word spoken at the right time can be life-changing,
mm-hmm.
life-transforming.
Yes.
John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. John 14, verses 1 through 6. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believed in God, believe also
in me. In Jesus.
Believe also in me and my words. Amen.
Yes.
Who is me? The healer. Jesus.
Healer.
Jesus is your healer tonight. Amen. Jesus healed and restored many, many people to physical health. Amen. Mark chapter 1, verse 34. Mark 1:34, Jesus healed many who were sick. Many. If you need physical healing tonight, we're going to pray for your mental, for your emotional, and your spiritual healing, and it'll affect your physical healing.
Physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual.
Jesus' main concern was spiritual healing. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is upon you. The kingdom of God is here. Jesus' main concern was a spiritual healing. The disciples, when some of them walked away from Jesus, John 6:68, the disciples said, where do we go? You have the words of eternal life. You have the words that can transform our lives.
Forever.
Your words are life-changing.
Yes.
Tonight is our healing service.
Yes.
Listen, a Bible promise is a pledge by God. And we should always believe that He will do everything He promised.
Yeah.
Isn't John 2:5 my favorite scripture? Just do what Jesus tells you to do, mm-hmm. and He will do what He promises to do.
He already did the hard part. Ours is believing and receiving it and take hold of it and don't let go.
That's it. Grab a hold of it.
He goes, I've done all the hard part. I took the stripes, the lashes.
The beating.
I mean, brutal bleeding that we would never.
The shame. He took
everything. And He goes, and all I want you to do is believe and receive. And believe me, people, it's not easy when your body's hurting, when you have sickness and disease and pain. But you know what? Our spirit man is strong. It said a strong spirit, the spirit of a strong man will sustain him in the time of trouble. And it's our spirit that is renewed already. Our spirit is good, it's vibrant, it's powerful, it's already complete. It's our body that gives us problems. It's not our spirit, man.
No.
We are new in the Lord Jesus Christ. He already transformed our lives, but now we have to tell our bodies what to do, because our bodies will tell us, hey, I'm hurting, I'm in pain, you need to do something. But guess what? We can only believe, you know, only believe what Jesus says. Even when your body is screaming, you're in pain, you might have gone through trials and tribulations, but you know what? I like what Pastor says. We went here and we went there. We always win. We always walk in victory. We start in victory and we end in victory. I don't care what the enemy throws at us. And as women, I think we are more emotional. And a lot of times, we allow our emotions to get in the way. But God gave us emotions, so don't ever think that it's bad that you cry.
No, no.
But don't let.
Just don't be overtaken.
Overtaken by crying and grief and sorrow. No, but God gave us emotions, people. So don't ever get to the point where you're so hard. No, God wants a pliable heart in us, a sensitive heart.
In the New Testament, Jesus, when He walked on this earth, Jairus, a religious person, his daughter was dying. And he came to Jesus and he said, I know that if you come and lay hands on her, she will live. I mean, he had faith. He had faith to believe that Jesus is the healer. And on the way, Jesus said, all right, let's go to your house. Here comes a woman with the issue of blood. And she needed a miracle just as much as Jairus.
Yep.
And Jesus never refused anyone. Never.
Never.
Never, never. And he knows your heart tonight. He knows what you need tonight. The right word at the right time is life-changing. God watches over His word. So Jairus, they come and tell him, don't bother the master. You know, your daughter's dead. And Jesus looks at him and he told him, look, just believe.
Only believe. Like, only believe.
Like Pastor Rose says, he did all the hard part.
Yeah.
All we have to do is believe the word.
Yeah.
And listen, physical. That's why we're praying for emotional, mental, and physical things tonight.
Spiritually.
Because the physical tends to override the spiritual.
Yeah.
But really, in reality, the spirit man should dominate the physical man.
Yes.
So they come and tell Jairus, your daughter's dead. Guess what he's going to do? Man, I was too late.
Right if away, that, his mind
If that start. Woman wouldn't have come, we might have gotten there on time.
Jesus
never panicked.
No.
He just told him, look, Jairus, you came to get me. We're not there yet. Just believe.
Just only believe.
Only believe. So only believe what? That I can change the facts. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I can change the facts. The facts are she's dead, but when I lay hands on her, the truth will
Hallelujah.
Make you free.
Hallelujah.
So this is a revelation for us tonight. You may be feeling physical things in your body. Look, this is real. It's real. How can I say I'm healed? The spirit man should control
yes,
the flesh.
Yes.
And we were talking about that this morning. I took my vehicle to get some repair done on it, and I needed a time. It had to be done by a certain time. And the Lord told me, your attitude has a lot to do with the manifestation of what you want.
Yeah.
If you're going to panic and keep looking at the watch, at the clock, it's not going to happen. But if you sit there and relax and take it, just
let God do it.
Let me be your strength. And guess what? It happens.
Yeah.
So tonight you may be, you know, you may be trying to get healed. You may be fighting the symptoms.
Yeah.
You may be doing all these things to get it there. And the Lord says, listen, just relax. Just trust me. Trust me. Taking thoughts captive, put your trust and your faith in me. I've already done it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the stripes on Jesus' back, 39 of them, were more real than the symptoms in your body.
Yeah.
Pastor, you don't know what you're talking about. Believe me. Believe us. We've been through there. We're no different because we're ministers. We're no different than anybody else, other believer.
No.
We're the same. We need faith just like you do every day to maintain the abundant life that Jesus came to bless us with. Amen. So whatever you're having in your body, your spirit man needs to receive spiritual healing. Your spirit man.
And I keep getting the Holy Spirit says, stop fighting to be healed. You already healed.
Stop chasing healing.
Yeah. Stop chasing or fighting that we have to fight the devil. No, we resist. We resist symptoms. We resist sickness. We're not trying to get healed. We are the healed. And we are standing and we are resisting with the shield of faith that quenches all the fire darts and arrow. And we implement the victory that Jesus already
purchased for us
2,025 years
See,
ago.
See, that is the attitude that conquers.
Said, no, you
we
don't.
Are more
no,
than conquerors. That is the attitude.
You that take your filthy sickness and symptoms off my body now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus
now.
Is restoring my health to the original condition.
Yes.
He is restoring my health right now, even as we speak. Amen.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. Amen.
Yeah, I'm on him. Pastor Rose and I are going to pray. But in closing, we've got these God's Will to Heal handouts. 101 things God said about healing. If you contact Pastor Rose, text her, call her, email me, call Brother Andrew, one way or the other, and say, I want those 101 things God said about healing, and we'll mail them to you. You don't. There's no charge. We'll mail them to you for free. But I want to close with Psalm 30, verses 1 and 2, before Pastor Rose and I get into prayer for you and for everybody. Psalm 30, verse 1 and 2, God says, I have healed you. I have healed you. I have kept you alive from going down into the pit.
Amen. That's my scripture.
I mean, I have kept you alive.
He has kept me alive.
I have healed you. He's already done it. He's already done it. Jesus is not going to come down and be crucified again so that you can be well, so that you can be healed. He's already done it.
Yeah, right.
Now, like Pastor Rose said, it's up to us to believe we receive, to trust him. It's a choice that we make. Today is the day of my healing. Today is the day of my healing.
Today is the day of my healing.
Pastor
Today
Rose,
is the day of my healing. Today is the day of my healing.
Let's say that three times before we start into prayer. Today is a day of my healing. Today is a day of my healing. Today is a day of my healing.
And I receive it
in Jesus' name. We believe we receive, Father.
From the top of my head.
Today is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice
and be glad in it.
And be glad in it.
Another day of living in the light of God's word and his authority and power and ability. Amen.
Amen. God is so good, church. You that are listening on our YouTube right now, you that are looking for healing, God wants to heal you more than you know. He is a healer.
Don't healing, look for isn't healing.
It? Yeah, don't
healing
chase it.
Healing is already in you.
Don't chase it.
No.
Let it come out from under you, in you, in Jesus' name, from over you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus to heal us, Father. Not just to save us, not just to make us ready for heaven, but you sent him so that we could be ready here.
Yes.
We win here and we win there, Father, in Jesus' name.
So whoever is wanting healing, seeking healing, right now in the name of Jesus, we come in agreement with the Word of God that Jesus has already healed your body. Whatever the symptoms, whatever the bad report you got from the doctor, whatever your physical body is saying to you emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, especially mentally right now, we come against it and we say, in the name of Jesus, Father, the power of God is present to heal all that listen and hear and do the Word of God right now, Father. Your power is in this very room, Father God, and it's in that person right now, and it's flowing in their body, bringing healing in the name of Jesus through the body and being set free from the bondage of sickness and disease. Emotional stress, we come against it in the name of Jesus.
In the
be
name
healed
of Jesus.
In your mind. Be healed in your mind.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah. The Lord says, get in the Word. Get in the Word. Get the Word in you. And cast down vain imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God. And bring every thought into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. And lock it up and say, no, you don't.
Philippians 4:8 says, think on these things. Pastor Rose just said, taking thoughts captive. Not all thoughts are good thoughts. So think on these things, Philippians 4:8. Write it down, and it tells you. It tells you how to combat bad thoughts, evil thoughts. Philippians 4:8. Read it. These are
lovely.
He even tells us what to think on.
Oh, yeah.
He even tells us what to think of. I mean, that's how much he loves us.
Oh, man.
You know, and watch what you watch on TV. Watch what you watch, what you listen to on the radio or... Be careful. Be careful. Faith comes by hearing. Well, guess what? Doubt and unbelief comes by hearing the wrong things.
That's good. That's
faith
good.
Comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Again, let me remind you, if you need for us to send you a copy of God's Will to Heal and 101 Things God Said About Healing,
let
us know and give us your address and we'll send it out to you
Amen.
Free of charge. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
How
thank
we you, bless Lord. You, how we Anything? Thank you, Father. Thank you thank for you, this time. Thank you for healing your children, Father.
It's
your healing
is
children's bread.
It belongs
and it's
to
our
us.
Inheritance, and it belongs to us.
We don't have
and
to
we
beg.
Can, nope, we can partake
we
of it every day, 24/7.
We don't have to work for it. We don't have to beg for it. We can't buy it.
No.
It's a gift, and
it's
we receive it by faith.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Be blessed. Be blessed. We love you. We love you. Contact us or let somebody know that you received your healing. Amen?
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
We love you, all you listeners that come to the Oasis, Rivers of Life, the Filling Station, and the Booth Camp. We love you. Be blessed and stay healed.
God,
in Jesus' name.
God bless you. Say good night, Pastor Rose.
Good night. We love you. God bless you.
Be blessed. Be blessed. Stay healthy and healed.